Hello, everybody. Welcome to Builders of the Early Church. I'm your host, Hank Wilson. And today we're talking about Clement of Rome. You see, in this series, we've been walking alongside those who helped shape the earliest generations of Christianity. We're not looking at them as some kind of distant figures, but as real people whose faith was lived out in real moments of tension, growth, and uncertainty. Today, we'll walk with someone who oftentimes doesn't stand in the spotlight. He didn't travel widely like a missionary. He didn't leave behind dramatic moments of crisis or confrontation. But when the early church began to fracture from within, he stepped in. His name was Clement of Rome. And his life asks a question that feels very close to home and to the church today. What holds a community together when it begins to pull apart? Clement was really a quiet leader in a growing church. Clement lived in a time when the church was expanding rapidly. The message of Christ had moved beyond Jerusalem. Communities were forming across the Roman world. Different cultures, backgrounds, and personalities were coming together under one faith. And with growth came tension. You see, Clement served as a leader in Rome, one of the most influential cities in the world at that time. But what's interesting is this. We don't see Clement seeking influence. We see him responding to need. You see, at that time, the crisis that was taking place was the church family was in conflict. The situation that brings Clement into focus actually took place in Corinth, the same city that had struggled with division during Paul's time. Well, it's struggling again. Leaders had been removed, disputes had arisen, the unity of the church was weakening. And word of this reaches Rome. Now, Clement responds by writing a letter. Now, this is one that we call First Clement. You're not going to find it in the New Testament. It was in the early manuscripts. But it wasn't considered holy enough to remain. But it sure was. Is because it's not remarkable is just what he writes. It's how he writes. You see, Clement was a voice without ego. Clement doesn't come in with authority and demand obedience. He doesn't position himself as superior. Instead, he speaks with a tone that almost feels pastoral. He reminds them of the importance of humility, the value of order, the danger of jealousy and pride, the beauty of living in harmony. He draws from Scripture. He draws from history. He appeals to their shared faith. He's not trying to win an argument. He's trying to restore a community. And you know, when I look at Clement's life, when I really think about it, one thing that impresses me the most is the spiritual insight. Because I see a leader who understood something deeply important. The greatest threat to the church is often not what happens outside of it, but what happens within it. Division rarely begins with major issues. It often begins quietly. Hurt feelings, misunderstandings, pride, a desire to be right rather than to be unified. Clement shows us something essential. He protects unity. God did not call Clement to lead movements or face arenas. He called him to hold people together. Clement's story invites us, you and me, into a quiet but important kind of reflection. What role do we play in the communities we're part of? When tensions arise, do we contribute to it or do we help calm it? When disagreements surface, do we push harder or do we listen more carefully? Unity doesn't happen automatically. It requires humility. It requires patience. It requires a willingness to step back from ourselves for the sake of something greater. And maybe, that's one of the hardest parts of following Christ. Clement's leadership doesn't come through force. It comes through steadiness. He reminds us that leadership is not always about visibility. Sometimes it's about speaking calmly when others are loud, bringing perspective when others are reactive, calling people back to what matters most, and doing it without needing recognition. Clement doesn't give us dramatic scenes. He gives us something much quieter. He shows us that unity is not maintained by accident. It is cultivated, protected, and sometimes has to be restored. And perhaps today the invitation is simple. Where might God be calling us to be peacemakers? Where might humility be more important than being right? Where might we help hold something together rather than allowing it to drift apart? Because the church is not only built by bold leaders, it is sustained by those willing to protect its unity. I'll talk to you next time. God bless y'all.